The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
And Shark Attack, by the monster!
These days, if you're sitting on a South Florida beach and someone shouts, Shark Attack, it's probably got nothing to do with Jaws. Instead, it's got everything to do with feet. That is, a sport called foot volley, a blend of soccer and beach volleyball. Foot volley was invented a half century ago in Brazil, a country that's obsessed with both soccer and the beach. It's now catching on in the U.S., especially in South Florida communities like Deerfield Beach.
Yes!
This is an international foot volley tournament held there recently. The teams in this particular match represent Brazil and Portugal. But as the day wears on, you hear less Portuguese in the stands and more English.
Nice line! Very nice!
Americans drop by from the beach and nearby resort hotels, drawn by a captivating display of athletic skills they've never seen before. Elisa Hadley is a tourist from Georgia.
That was awesome. You know how they can move and then jump up in the air and kick it with their feet like that. I think it's great. We've already taken a lot of pictures and videos. I've already put it on Facebook.
Hadley also observes how well conditioned the players are.
Now, the guys are sure good looking, I'll tell you that.
One of those guys is Sergio Meneses, playing for the U.S. team. Meneses is a Brazilian-American from Miami Beach, and he's the president of the Pro Foot Volley Tour, which held the Deerfield Beach tournament.
It combines the world's most popular two sports, basically, soccer and volleyball. Those are half the planet plays those sports. And then you add these two together, and it's better than each one.
Many might find that claim debatable, but the game is certifiably cool. Like beach volleyball, foot volley has two players on each team, and it takes 21 points to win a game. But like soccer, you can't use your hands. To serve the ball, you tee it up on a mound of sand and kick it over the net. The opposing team gets three touches of the ball before returning it, and that's where the awesome part starts.
Yes, sir!
The players dig, pass, and set the ball with their feet, thighs, shoulders, chests, and heads.
Hit it! It's your turn!
Sometimes they look more like circus performers than athletes. And if the ball is set just right above the net, you get to see foot volley's marquee attraction.
Shark attack! Yes!
The shark attack.
That shark move.
The shark attack.
The shark attack.
Shark attack!
In a shark attack, players spike the ball over the net using their feet. That means getting your toes 6 feet, 8 inches high in the air, slamming the ball back at your opponent, and then landing in the sand below without breaking something. If your shark attack scores, it's worth 2 points. Brazilian-American foot volley veteran Adriano Boenchi is a shark attack master, or make that monster, Boenchi's foot volley nickname.
Let's hear it for none other than the monster!
Boenchi is a muscular Deerfield Beach construction contractor, but he's injured his back before while executing shark attacks.
It's not easy, man. It's so different, I understand. But I think one day the football exploring America. I think so.
The Pro Foot Volley Tour now has up to 50 teams. It's also signed up A-list sponsors like Bud Light and the TV network Univision, as well as more than a dozen regional sports networks. But to really take off in the U.S., it's counting on Brazil. Tour President Sergio Meneses and other football enthusiasts are trying to get it included as an exhibition sport at the 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro.
I think it'll be a huge legitimate factor.
If that happens, it will no doubt attract more talented athletes, just as Olympics exposure produced beach volleyball stars like Misty May and Kerry Walsh.
What we need are athletes that are really going to wake up and train every day.
Right now, foot volley is converting more good soccer players like Leah Morales. Morales is a former pro in Europe, but she traveled from her home in Santa Cruz, California to play in the Deerfield Beach foot volley tournament.
I'm 28 years old. It's not like I'm old, but playing 90-minute soccer games on turf, it's hard on your body. So this, I can play all day long, hang out at the beach. It's the best thing ever.
It's also attracting beach volleyball players like Paul Leginiger of Daytona Beach.
I'm impressed by the skill level. This should be an Olympic sport, but Florida, you know, the sport is perfect for Florida.
Someday it might even be monster.
Right here. It's two shark attacks early for the monster. Let's see if you'll...
I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.